Hello, this is Father Thaddeus Langton with the 90 Days for the Souls in Purgatory. Today is day 56. Today we intercede for the souls of those who listened with delight, the murmuring of others. A few days ago, day 53, we prayed for those who suffer for their murmuring. But now we pray for those who listen with delight, or with joy, the murmuring of others. Much like in a previous day, maybe a few weeks ago, we prayed for those who listen to the gossip of others. That choice to listen is what means that they cooperate with the sin of others. It doesn't mean we literally have to interrupt someone right away and be rude, but it does mean that before the sin of others, whether it be murmuring or anything else, we ought not be passive. To simply allow someone to sin is not tolerance, but rather a lack of love. In the world today, there is much talk about the need for tolerance. And as a Czech priest pointed out in a book I read years ago, tolerance is simply a code word for lack of love. Because tolerance means that I don't have to be involved in the lives of others. I don't have to be concerned about the good or the ill of my neighbors. I simply live my life and leave them in their own life. But we know that this wouldn't be true if we saw a child run out into the street right in front of an 18-wheeler. We would immediately run into the street and pull that child out of harm's way, because we can't remain indifferent in front of such an evil. Now, that would be simply an accident on the part of the child, but an evil that is sin is even worse, because it is the death of someone's soul. It cuts them off from communion with God. And so this delight at listening to the murmuring of others shows the perversion of the soul. Perversion in this sense, it inverts that which should bring us delight. Good should bring us delight. That which pleases God ought to bring us delight, not that which offends God. As St. Augustine said, our own delight ought to be in accord with God's delight, and our sorrow ought to be in accord with God's sorrow. In other words, our own sentiments, the emotions, affections of our hearts ought to mirror those of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we know that Jesus did not listen with delight the murmuring of others. In fact, the few times that Jesus gets even irate in the Gospels, it is when he confronts the Pharisees and the scribes because of their murmuring, because of their gossip. Jesus puts an end to that by the way that he responds. Now, we intercede for these who listened with delight the murmuring of others, hoping that instead of them listening to more murmuring, they listen instead to our prayers, that they are able to hear our own intercession for them, so that they can soon listen with delight to the praises and songs of the angels and saints in heaven. So I encourage you today to pray the 100 Requiem for those who listen with delight the murmuring of others. Now, if you have not already done so, I would encourage you to follow or subscribe to this podcast. You could leave a review or share this podcast with a friend. All of these help us reach more people so that then more people can intercede for the souls in purgatory. Let us conclude. Immaculate Mary, Star of the Sea, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. Saint Stanislaus Papchinski, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. God bless.